the worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 1 with verses 8 through 12. First, I give thanks to my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is heralded throughout the world. God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in proclaiming the gospel of his Son, that I remember you constantly, always asking in my prayers that somehow, by God's will, I may at last find my way clear to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may share with you some of the spiritual gift, so that you may be strengthened, that is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by one another's faith, yours and mine. When we proclaim the prayer we practice daily, enlightened minds are sure to follow and find encouragement accordingly, as Christ instructed, like Paul, to give, to lift up those around you. You find it in such simple ways of learning how to engage others in love, faith, and hope of living eternal. This time of sharing God first is centered on the life, death, and resurrection of the one and only person I witnessed to rise from the dead. As we all wish to do, rise and live forever. This is what Jesus is offering. Man, does it feel so good. He allows us his nourishment to help us along the way and find us lifting our lives out of the hood. But this is what Jesus is offering us, and he allows his nourishment to help us along the way. Practice, pray, proclaim. Man, read your Bible and just reading the Word of God is a prayer aloud. Talk to the Lord. Take that walk every day and be centered around him. And your proclamation will be as loud as a bell ringing, walking down the road. The smile that comes from your being will never feel like a toad. You will hop and hop and hop and understand Christ's way. Lifting your arms and just learning how to pray, talking to God, even in the midst of failure. We joined in community, alive in Christ, sharing the gospel by example, unafraid even when God has taken something away. But he will give it back to you by just learning to pray. He gives you this amazing righteousness relief. It's the ability to speak no longer a thief. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. We pray for our children. Jeffrey, he's the youngest. Gabriel, Julian, Alan, and Alexander. It's from youngest to oldest. Our grandchildren, Elliot, he's the youngest. Julian's in the middle and Oliver's on top. He's the oldest. We pray for them. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we pray for. We pray for our community, those that we worship with on a daily basis. We pray for the ability to be forgiven and live life in him. We pray for the dying, those who will be letting go today. Give them peace, Lord. We pray all of this for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 1. We're in verses 8 through 12. It's a three-stanza poem. It's an ongoing haiku created from different beginnings, try, or a two-word line. And it goes on from there to two, three, four, and a five-word line, and so forth. Hope you enjoyed. It's titled, Will of God Centered. This is for Romans 1, verses 8 through 12. Thanks given first, blessing, greeting, Christ, thirst. Paul, surely Jesus witnessed, prepared, heralding faith worldwide, God has declared. Constantly remembered, gospel proclaiming spirit, will of God centered, gift spiritual, share, love, inherit. Together strengthened, visit longing prayers, mine, yours, faith ascension, encourage mutually, Jesus witness prepared. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. I'm going to change the title of that poem. I'm going to change it to Jesus Witness Prepared. I remember that name. Lord, we are will of God centered, but Jesus Witness Prepared. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is October 17th today. Florida Gators lost yesterday just by a few points, but still lost. We are sharing the gospel this morning at 6:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day. In the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Woo, piano, if you're still hanging out with us. Shane Everett banging out, I Surrender All. We're always very thankful for our background music by Shane Everett. We always give praise to his worship music. We're thankful for him. We do always a share at the end of our podcasts, just talking about things going on in the world, normally in something that's impromptu, speaking of poetry and speaking in rhyme. Sometimes we find our lives a little monotonous, not focused on Christ. We might get away from seeing Jesus and everything nice. And that's when you have to learn to say I'm sorry out loud. That's the Lord Jesus working in you that makes you not proud. Makes you humble and filled with love and the Spirit. All we want to know is when we can share Christ to win it. Amen. Hello to my good friends, John and Marie. God bless you guys. Have a great day in the Lord as well. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you. Count down to a 10-minute podcast ending today in the name of Jesus. Can you say Jesus aloud with me? Jesus. That's where our relief comes from. The name of Jesus.